So today is Thursday, March 9th. This is the Bathrop Spears Broadsides short show, and it's going to be a flashback all the way to November 22nd, 2007, around Thanksgiving. In fact, I think it was on Thanksgiving Day. I had hoped to put out some more information about the ongoing sweeps, or more accurately, the threats to sweep that have been confronting people along Highway 9 and also in different parts of the city. I had a relatively long and interesting interview with Cooper DeAngelo, which I'm still struggling to find, but who knows, maybe by Sunday I can find it. But she talks about having been harassed three times, twice by non-police, but the third time by a massive force. I think she described it as six or eight officers, or maybe it was four or six, coming to her tent, which is now located back where she began, right in front of the post office. She actually began in different spots further away from the post office years before, but that was where she was unceremoniously arrested, I believe. I think it was the last time, but that was around the beginning of the COVID era. Anyway, she says they've given her a three-day notice to move. She has to move by Friday or have all her possessions seized. Whereas reports from Troy and Suzanne around the Highway 9 situation, where folks are being warned of a flood and told they have to move. If they don't move and the police find their tents vacant, as they often are, during the day, they'll just simply seize the property. I don't know if they said they would destroy it or not, but that seems a likely possibility. So as you probably can hear from my voice, I've got this rather annoying cold. And another thing that's happened today for us at the Huff meeting, which is usually on Thursday, and didn't have one last week, but had one again this week, is that there's a inclement and heavy rains are due, particularly today. There's even a flood warning, but rains are supposed to be continuing over the weekend. And the city is not providing any shelter except for somewhere under 30 people at the depot area, according to at least one source I've heard. So if you go to the city's website under homelessness, you don't find anything about it. At least I didn't when I looked this morning. So some of us were considering doing a protest or supporting the folks who wanted to sleep inside a parking garage out of the rain and out of the wind. And that, who knows, that could happen tonight or on some other rainy night. And, of course, people are going to be sheltering themselves in parking garages regardless. So keep an eye out for what's going on. If you see police cars lining up next to them, park the car, whip out your umbrella and your phone, and walk over and see what's happening. And take some pictures of what the police are doing. You can even drive your car into the parking garage. They are open to the public, provided you have a vehicle, or are walking directly through, or are returning to retrieve a vehicle, spending no more than 15 minutes. Anyway, coming up for us stay-at-homes is the November 22nd, 2007 show, a repeat of it. And there's a discussion of Measure Z, the defanging of Measure Z, which was a measure which was passed by the voters to allow make marijuana enforcement the lowest priority for folks in private places over 21, and established also a measure of at least surveillance over the police department's behaviors around marijuana busts. But it was defanged by both the city attorney, but in response to, in collusion with attorney Ben Rice, and the woman who helped put together the initiative. I think it was Valerie Corral. I think it was, could have been Anita Henry. I'm not sure. Then there's a series of interviews where we tabled at the bookshop Santa Cruz, in front of the bookshop, trying to line up plaintiffs for a lawsuit that never happened, but that we actually got attorneys involved in and began getting a lot of records for, but it didn't work out. We'll hear about reports from different cities. Steve from Eugene, Ted from San Francisco. In studio guest is Craig Canada, who is sort of an expert on medical marijuana. He talks about being banned from the Catalyst and harassed at different spots. The ever passionate Madison calls in on the air. Joanne from Bakersfield is a whole bunch of interviews from Sunday, November. I guess it was the 17th, perhaps, something like that, a few days before the 22nd. And then there's Thanksgiving, the line at the Veterans Hall, which was much longer in those days than the current line from last Thanksgiving. You get to hear more from Craig Canada on his concerns about the what we used to be called the Homeless Services Center. I called it the LAC Services Center. It's now called Housing Matters, which is, of course, really funding matters. And there's more, but if you listen to it, you may learn something from it and you may enjoy it as well. But if you want to hear Sing Me a Song of Social Significance, you're going to have to tune in on Sunday because we're going directly into the November 22nd, 2007 flashback.